times a day in 90 degrees Fahrenheit. And we drive on the left-hand side of the street. And we studied every king of England in school. We memorized every one of Henry VIII's wives, even the ones he killed. We memorized every play of Macbeth, Shakespeare. We studied everything. Why? Because when a kingdom colonizes you, its lifestyle becomes your lifestyle. So in the Bahamas, we know nothing about Africa. All we know about is England. That's how kingdoms colonize. They take away your history and give you a new one. When you come into the kingdom of God, God takes away your history of sin and degradation and abuse and depression and sickness and fear. And he gives you heaven's wonderful history of salvation and peace and joy and love and long-suffering and goodness and kindness. And you become a son of the living God. Give God a praise if you are in the kingdom of God tonight. Hallelujah. Oh, I feel like running for five seconds. The kingdom, therefore, doesn't have members. It has citizens. Paul says your citizenship is in heaven, even though you are living on earth. You know me, I'm from the Bahamas, where God lives. And, you know, even though I'm in the Bahamas, I mean from the Bahamas, I am in Australia. But I am still a Bahamian. My location does not change my disposition. I am a citizen of the Bahamas, but I am in Australia. So I am in Australia, but not of Australia. So when Paul says, hey, your citizenship is not from earth, it's in heaven. Even though you are here, your official papers are in heaven.
KAYT and KQJOFM. We're five cities strong all day long. Believe it. We've got Louisiana on lock. We welcome you. Let's go. To the Church of Jesus Christ House of Prayer. Come on. 1100 Nona Street in Leesville, Louisiana. Under the dynamic leadership of Bishop Annie Marbury. Please join us now for a sermon already in progress.
In the doors tonight. You didn't come in on your own, but it was the Lord that brought you in the door tonight. Sometimes we don't realize how hard it is to come through that door. There were many, praise the Lord, wanting to come through the door tonight, but they didn't come, praise the Lord, because the devil had a hold on them. But you ought to be glad that you made it in the door tonight. You're in the right place. In case you didn't know, you're in the right place, and you're at the right time, praise the Lord. And the Lord is in here, praise the Lord. He's in the building tonight. Hallelujah. We're living in a time, saints, in an hour that you got to be strong. A time in the hour that you got to have, you got to put on all the armor of God. You can't leave off anything, praise the Lord, because what you leave off is where the devil is going to attack you. I'm tired of the devil. Is anybody in the building tonight tired of the devil? This is a holiness church. This is a holiness church. This is not a holiness club, but it's a holiness church.
Woo! Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. My.
You're in the right place. Don't forget that. You're in the right place tonight. And you're at the right time to get something from the Lord. Because the Lord has something for his people tonight. When the devil get the messing, that's when God get the blessing you. Yeah, I'm tired of the devil. I'm tired of the devil calling my number. I'm tired of the devil. Tired of the devil asking me this. I'm tired of the devil. You got to get to the point where you get tired of the devil mess and say, I'm not going to put up with your mess anymore. And we're not going to do what you tell me to do. In order to do that, you got to crucify your flesh. You got to be in the spirit. You got to stir up your Holy Ghost. Before you get to church, you got to stir up your Holy Ghost at home. You can't wait till you get to church to stir up your Holy Ghost. I'm going to preach when I get ready to preach. By trying to pull me, tell me when to preach, time me. 15 minutes, 20 minutes, 5 minutes, 10 minutes. Can't put no time on God. God want to do it, he going to do it. He's walking to and fro, praise the Lord. Up and down Leesville. On 171, praise the Lord, where all the eateries at. It's a mess in that, praise the Lord. The road is a mess, praise the Lord. Been raining all week long. But you're in the right place tonight. 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 To get something from the Lord.
You're in the right place tonight.
The Lord know what you have need of. I'm just a vessel he using tonight, praise the Lord. When there's sin in the camp, saints, God's spirit don't move like it's supposed to move when there's sin in the camp. That's why we got to repent daily. Jeff, if nobody did nothing to you, they ain't got to do nothing to you. Repent. Turn from your evil ways. Some of us got some evil ways. They ain't got to go that far. I don't pick my sermon. I seek God for God to give me a sermon. And whatever he give me, that's what I bring. And I preach until he tell me to stop, and then I stop. I don't keep on preaching. But you're in the right place tonight. I want you to remember that. If you don't remember nothing else tonight, I want you to remember that you're in the right place tonight.
You're in the right place tonight.
See, the word of God is the most important part of the service. No matter what else you do, it don't amount up to the word of God. Because God's word is true. And God's word is alive. It's not a dead word, but it's a live word. Everybody standing. I'm glad to be in the house of the Lord. It's no other place I would rather be than in the house of the Lord. Because every time I come to the house of the Lord, I get something. And you get something. When you leave here better than when you came. If you have your Bible, we're going to the book of Joshua. That's Old Testament, not New Testament, but Old Testament. The book of Joshua, praise the Lord. Amen. Does everybody have it? Joshua the 7th chapter, praise the Lord. Going to verse 11. Joshua the 7th chapter, 11th verse. It said, Israel have sinned, and they have also transgress my covenant, which I command them. For they have even taken of the accursed thing and have also stolen and disassembled also, and they have put it even among their own stuff. Verse 12, therefore the children of Israel could not stand before their enemy, but turned their back before their enemy because there was a curse. Neither will I be with you anymore, except ye destroy the accursed from among you. Father, we thank you for your word. Father God, we pray that, Lord God, that this word is for the right people at the right time, Father. God, I pray that you would touch my lips, Lord God, right now, Lord. Lord God, and not me speak to your people, Lord. But Lord God, I pray that you speak to your people. Father, you know what we all have need of, Father God, before we ask, Father God. But we're in the right place tonight, Father, for you to bless us, Lord God, for you to deliver us, Lord God, for you to set us free, Lord God. And Father, I'm so careful tonight to give you all the honor and give you all the praise. Let the church say amen. Let the church say amen again. You may have your seat in the fear of the Lord. Turn to your neighbor tonight and tell your neighbor, say, neighbor, Israel has sinned. Come on, let's give the Lord a hand clap. Israel had just came from a great battle. Jericho, praise the Lord. And they saw, praise the Lord, the move of God. They saw God, praise the Lord, bring the walls of Jericho down, praise the Lord. Because the people was obedient to what Joshua said, and he told them simple instruction. He told them, on the first day, this is what I want you to do. On the second day, this is what I want you to do. The third day, and the fourth day, and the fifth day, and the sixth day. And the seventh day, the Sabbath of the Lord thy God. Man. He said, but on the seventh day, that's in the sixth chapter. He said, on the seventh day, when you go around the city seven times. Then I want the priest to blow the trumpet. Because the priest had, every day that they went around Jericho, the priest had the trumpet. But the priest was obedient to what Jericho said. Whenever you are obedient to what the word of God said, or what the apostle said, or what the bishop said, or what the deacon said, or what the missionary said, then you're on the right track. And the walls of Jericho came down, and they began to praise God and thank God for bringing down the walls of Jericho. And then they went up against a little small group of people, Ai. And they said, well, we ain't going to need all the men that we had when we went against Jericho, because they're a small bunch. And it ain't going to take us long to take them out. You know, many times we said, this is a small devil this time. I ain't got to fast. I ain't got to pray. I ain't got to read my word for this devil. And Israel lost the battle to a little small group of people. And Joshua ripped his garment and fell on his face and began to pray to the Lord and said, Lord, what happened? We just beat Jericho. We just came off our 3-day shed in fast. And I can't defeat this headache. This toothache, I cannot defeat it. And I've been on this 3-day shed in fast. I like it when they're quiet. I mean, if somebody listen if it's quiet in here. God told Joshua that there's sin in the camp. And we all are part of the Church of Jesus Christ House of Prayer. Come down a little bit and go back up there. We are part of the Church of Jesus Christ House of Prayer. I'm glad to be a part. I don't know about y'all, but I'm glad. That's the best church in Leesville. We got the best chief apostle in Leesville. A whole bunch of female chief apostles, but we got the best one. The Lord told Joshua that Israel have sinned it. And they have tucking the accursed thing that I told them not to mess with. There's some things that you saved that you can't mess with no more. There's some places you can't go no more. Some places you cannot be seen anymore. There's some stuff you can't talk no more. He said Israel has sinned it and have touched something that I told them not to touch. And he said, I'm not going to even answer your prayer until you get rid of it. See, when you got cancer in your body, the doctor going to go in and he's going to try to get all that cancer out of your body. And what he can't get, he may have to put you on some chemotherapy, praise the Lord, to kill the rest of it. And sin is like a cancer. It eats. It feeds on negativity. He said, sin is in the camp. And you got to get rid of the sin, Joshua. And Joshua, I told you I'll be with you just like I was with Moses. I told you I'm going to walk with you and I'm going to talk to you. I'm going to be with you just like I was with Moses. Because you're the one that's going to take it on. But you got sin in your camp. And I'm not going to hear nothing you said until you get rid of it. See, the Old Testament is not like the New Testament. We up on the grace and mercy. In the Old Testament, if you mess up and you commit sin, then what they do, they beat the devil out of you. Take you outside the city and stone you, praise the Lord. But we're in 2022 and almost 2023. We don't do that. We just love y'all. And so Joshua went to the congregation of Israel and began to tell them God told Joshua what to do. And they had the Ark of Covenant with them, Israel at that time. And he had each family to come up in front of the Ark of Covenant, and he began to ask them some questions. Just like in the book of Acts, part of the fifth chapter, where Peter began to ask Ananias and Sapphira some questions. Have you brought on the money? And they said, yeah. But he told, you ain't lied to me, you lied to the Holy Ghost. And you're going to die because you lied to the Holy Ghost. I ain't going to be long. I'm going to be long tonight. Be long tonight. I'm going to say what I got to say and I'm going to sit down. Amen. Amen. I thank God for glasses. Do anybody thank God for glasses? Because when I couldn't see, when I put the glasses on, I can see. Israel have sinned. They have committed sin, praise the Lord. They have violated God's covenant when he commanded them. Israel have taken something that was not to be taken, praise the Lord. They took it, God began to see, God knows everything. He began to say, when you took it, you tuck it and you put it with the rest of your stuff. When somebody steals something, they steal watches and all that, you know what they do? They take the watch and put the watch with all the rest of the watches they don't stole. God said, you put it with your stuff. But I want you to go and get it. I want you to go and get it. Because you cannot face your enemy when there's sin in your life. You can't tell the devil, devil, get behind me when there's sin and there's weight in your life. You can't tell the devil nothing. In the book of Acts, they begin to say, we cast you out by the same God Paul and Jesus cast out. And they said, Paul, I know Jesus, well, who are you? See, the devil know. See, an alcoholic know another alcoholic. A drug dealer know another drug dealer. Somebody good knows somebody good. But the Lord began to say, take the sin out of your life. And they went, Achan and his family came up. Joshua began to ask him some questions. And see, many times all it takes is you asking a few questions. And many times we ask men, we don't ask too many questions. A woman asks a whole bunch of questions. Where you at? When you coming back? Are you in Derrida? Are you in Leesville? Are you in Alexandria? Nazareth? Where are you? And then I can determine how long it's going to take you to get back to Leesville. But we as men, we don't ask too many questions. But women ask a whole bunch of questions. Delilah asked Samson, you say you love me, Samson. You say you love me. Well, why are you doing what you're doing? You say you like this. You like what you see. But you won't tell me where your secret lies, where I can bind you up, where I can take out your eyes. And that's what the devil's doing, trying to take our vision. Our eyes is our vision, praise the Lord. The church finna go somewhere, saints. I said, the church finna go somewhere. And you know what? If you don't hold on, you're going to miss it. Like I say, in Germany, everybody standing. In Germany, praise the Lord, when you at that train station, and they say, I'm going to be there at 10 o'clock. And some of y'all, they said 10 o'clock. Well, I'm coming at 10:30. I'm coming at 11 o'clock. When you get to that train in Germany, gone. And we're living in the last day, saints. Russia and China are talking and negotiating with one another. We got all this stuff that's going on in the world, saints. But we don't want to miss the taking away, praise the Lord, when Christ come back in the cloud. We don't want to have too much weight that we can't go up to meet him. Sin is a weight that wears you down, that take you down. The days are getting shorter. We don't know if it's summer. We don't know if it's winter, spring. We don't know what it is. You be on the outside, it's raining. You say, I'm going to go in there. I'm running there and get my rain jacket and come back and get my umbrella. Well, you come back and the sun is out. So you say, oh, let me take this off. Go back. I guess I'm going to get me a short sleeve shirt or whatever. You come back out there, it's freezing. Hail falling on the ground. But see, the weather, you don't know. You know, the weatherman says it's going to be this and it's going to be that. And some well, the weatherman said, and I believe what the weather. Well, what did Jesus say? Do you believe what Jesus said? He said he's coming back like a thief in the night. See, the thief don't call you up on the phone and say, I'm coming to rob your house. A thief come when you least expect him to come. He comes. And he don't care if you got security. He don't care. He coming to get what he coming to get. He may work for